doctors and the exercise physiologists and the personal trainers and the fitness instructors and the group exercise instructors and the boot camp instructors and the nutritionists and the dietitians and the weight loss industry and the fat loss folks and everybody involved in helping the world to be healthy, fit and strong and lean and strong all argue about what we should do and what we shouldn't do and what we can do and what we can't do and what works and what doesn't work. And if you ask 10 different exercise people 10 different ways to lose weight or get fit and get strong, they'll give you 10 different opinions. And usually that's the challenge. An opinion comes from what's worked for you or what you think is right. And it may well have worked for them, but will it work for you? How do you know what's going to work for you? So what if we stopped arguing about what we should and shouldn't do and what works and doesn't work? And what if we all picked some things that we all agree on? What if we looked at the things that, regardless of whether you went to a doctor or an exercise physiologist or a personal trainer or a boot camp instructor or anybody involved with Healthy, Fit and Strong would say, yes, I agree, that's what we should do. And is it possible to get all of those people to agree on some things? And then what if we did those things and they worked? Would it be possible to get rid of all the silly things and the fads and the pills and the potions and all the things that don't work? What if we went back to zero-based thinking? So we went back to scratch and we said, okay, there's no gyms and there's no exercise equipment and there's no diets and there's no pills and potions. There's also no coronary heart disease, there's no type 2 diabetes, there's no obesity, there's no depression. We've just got a group of healthy people and our goal is to keep them healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime without using any toys or pills or potions or gyms or equipment. What would we need to do? And it's a question that I'm asking you to think about as a user of the fitness profession, a fitness professional, or anybody that is even contemplating exercise. What would we agree on? As a human being who has common sense and logic, there are some things that regardless of where the information comes from, you would say, yes, I agree. So I'm going to give it a crack and let's see what would happen if we all said, let's just do these things. So number one, nobody's going to disagree. Everybody will agree that having a positive attitude will help you in life, whether it's exercise or eating or your work or your relationships. The thought of putting positive thoughts through your head and thinking positively and optimistically rather than negatively. No one's going to say it's better to be grumpy than happy. Everybody's going to say it's better to have a positive attitude than a negative one. So what if we focused on thinking about the happy things in life, the positive things in life? When we went out to move our bodies, we did it with a positive attitude. When we ate our food, we did it with a positive attitude. What if we just chose to be happy? So there's number one. Have a think about that. What if you were always happy because you chose to be? Number two, none of the doctors, exercise physiologists, personal trainers, or nutritionists will tell you it's better to be dehydrated than it is to be hydrated. Everybody agrees that it's important to drink water. Now, people will disagree about where the water should come from. Some say out of a bottle, some say out of a purifier, some say out of a spring from a foreign country. Some people say you shouldn't drink out of plastic. Some people say you should drink out of the tap, and some people say that you shouldn't. They'll disagree and argue and carry on constantly about where the water should come from. But nobody's going to disagree that you need to drink water. So what if we decided that we would be hydrated all of the time? 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, we would make sure that we were hydrated. And as we know, a great way to do that is just to check the color of your wee, your tinkle. If you have a long, clear tinkle, it's not yellow, it is likely that you are hydrated, which means your brain will function effectively, your muscles will function effectively, you'll have the right amount of fluid in your body. No one's going to argue that. Everyone's going to agree it's important to be hydrated. So number one is choose to have a positive attitude. Number two is to choose to drink enough water to have clear wees to make sure that your body's hydrated. Number three, food. Obviously, you need to fuel your body to be able to move it. It's silly to think about moving your body before you put the fuel in. Silly to think about driving your car when it's got no petrol. However, food is the most complicated topic on the planet. Everyone will argue what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat and what's good and what's bad. However, what if you went back to the basics so that let's just say that the only thing we had was a, let's say, a 10-kilometer radius of a fertile ground, so good soil. We had trees, we had some seeds, we had the ocean surrounding us, and the only thing that was available to us was what was on the ground at the time. Now, people will argue with you about whether you should eat meat or not, whether you should eat vegetables above the ground or below the ground, whether you should eat fish or not. But let's just say, go back to zero-based thinking. If that's all we had, as human beings, would we eat vegetables because we could grow them in good soil? Yes, we would. Would we eat fruit because we can grow them in good soil? Yes, we would. Would we eat fish if there was no animals? Yes, we would. And if we were surrounded by ocean, we would probably eat fish. Some people may choose not to eat fish because they don't like it. But ultimately, we all will agree that the human body needs some protein, some carbohydrate, some fat. And we will do what we need to do to make to keep our bodies healthy, fit and strong, to put those substances into our body. Now, there's argument about how much of each one of those you should have. But here's the great question. Do I look good and do I feel good? And if whatever you are eating makes you look good and makes you feel good, then the answer is yes. And if we went back to if I was just drinking water, eating fruit and vegetables and eating fish, for instance, would I be feeling good? And the answer is yes. Try it for a few weeks and see how you go. So there's some argument, always going to be argument about food, but if there was nothing else available, what would be the back to basics we would go to? What will we do to survive, to feel good and look good? Always ask yourself that question. The next one, would people argue that it's better to be unfit than fit? And the answer is, of course, no. There are millions of ways to get fit, and there are loads of exercises and different forms of cardiovascular exercise. But everybody will agree that it's better to be fit than unfit. And to get fit, you have to overload your cardiovascular, your heart and lung system. You have to puff. Let's keep it really simple. Everyone will agree that to get fit, you need to puff. Now, if you're really unfit, you might get puff when you go walking. If you're really fit, you might need to sprint to get puff. But everybody will agree that to get fit, you need to get puffed, and to get puffed, you've got to put in some effort. How do you do that? Well, that's completely up to you, of course, not what somebody else tells you. You've got to make your own heart and lungs puff. Nobody's going to disagree that it's not, in fact, nobody will tell you it's better to be unfit. It's always better to have a fit, healthy body, which means your oxygen and your blood and the vitamins and minerals in your blood are flowing through your body freely. So the idea is to get fit. The arguments happen after that, but nobody's going to argue that it's important to get fit. How about this one? No one will tell you that it's better to be weak than to be strong. Weak muscles get old. Weak muscles don't give you energy to move. It's really hard to move when your muscles are weak. When you're strong, you can do more. You can train harder. You can lift heavier. You've got a stronger mindset. And I won't even go there because some people argue that, but nobody's going to disagree that if you are strong, you will have a more functional body, which means you can do more and have a better life. The argument comes from how do I get strong? But here's the other thing that people won't argue. To get strong muscles, you have to overload your muscles. They have to do more than what they're doing now. Otherwise, they will stay the same as they are now. That's just completely logical and common sense. If I keep doing the same thing, I'll stay the same. To get different or better, I have to do something different. So to get stronger, I have to overload my muscles. They have to be put under stress or pressure so they get stronger. Nobody's going to argue that. The argument comes from should I do weights or should I lift logs or should I lift my own body weight? Or by the way, it doesn't matter, you've got to find a way. So what if we had a look at those things? No one's going to argue it's really important to be happy. Nobody's going to argue it's really important to drink water to be hydrated. Everybody will agree it's really important to eat food that comes out of the ground, predominantly fresh food that is unprocessed and hasn't been through the bag and packet and manufacturing process. Everyone will agree it's important to be fit. Everybody will agree it's important to be strong. The last one I'd like to finish with, the exciting one, everyone will agree it's important to rest your body. It's important to sleep. They'll argue about how long you need. However, I'm going to finish up with that one, really important. How you look and how you feel. If you look good and if you feel good, you, doesn't matter what other people think about how you look or how you feel, it's whether you do. Be honest with yourself and say, do I look look the way I want to look? Do I feel the way I want to feel and need to feel? Am I fit, healthy, and strong? And if the answer is yes, whatever you're doing is working for you. If the answer is no, then yes, some things need to change. But how about stay away from the complicated toys and fibs and fallacies and pills and potions and go back to the basics. Be happy. Drink more water till you've got clear wheeze. Eat more stuff that comes out of the ground. Get fit, get strong, and make sure that you're rested. Look after you.